Is there a possibility that your child is entitled to free school meals and you are not claiming those meals? Is there still a stigma attached to it? I want to speak to Jackie White, who's from the Ulster Teachers Union. She's the Deputy General Secretary. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This is an issue that comes up from time to time. Some families in Northern Ireland are entitled to this benefit, but they're not prepared to claim it.
Absolutely. The latest statistics are showing that almost a fifth of the families, 20% of families who are entitled to free school meals, aren't claiming them. And that's particularly worrying at this time because we all know right across society that people are feeling the pinch with all sorts of cuts and all sorts of, you know, lack of resources and things. Families just in their own homes are finding it much more difficult to make ends meet potentially than before. And this is one area where at least you know that your child has got a warm meal in the middle of the day. Every little bit helps for a lot of families at the moment. And therefore, it is a bit, it's worrying to see that a fifth of families who would be entitled to that wee bit of extra help haven't actually gone down the road of applying for that.
There used to be a time whenever families didn't want to do it because there was a different colour of ticket for the free meal. I'm sure they've done away with that now.
Absolutely, and that's one thing that I would like to take this opportunity to reassure families about that. I mean, when I was in school, and I'm sure you were the same, Frank, there were all sorts of systems, and it was just more, I suppose, not really putting consideration into showing the children up as different. But equally, there will be an awful lot of parents out there who think, I was entitled to free school meals, I had to stand on a different line, I had to have a different colour-coded ticket, whatever, and everybody knew. But I would like to reassure those parents that schools are very, very mindful of children not being singled out in that way. And there are all sorts of systems now which are very discreet, and really what happens is all of the children go to get their lunch and there's no way of people telling who's on free school meals and who's not. And that is one of the things potentially looking back to, I mean, I know I have a colleague who's like that, who said, I can remember the shame. And there is no, you know, that's not the way it's handled now. And I would like to encourage families that every wee bit of help that they can get out there, get it. The other thing that's a bit worrying too is that perhaps form filling and having to do the application puts some families off. And I would also say to them, there's loads of help out there to do that. There's Citizens Advice, there's Women's Centres, the schools themselves will help you out if you are just a person who is put off by a form and thinks that's too much like hard work. You know, there'll be somebody there who will talk you through it. It's quite straightforward. And it is every little bit helps. And we do know that good nutrition and knowing that the children are fed and not hungry, because none of us can concentrate when we're hungry, those things are going to feed into the children's performance in school.
Is there a possibility, Jackie, that the child doesn't want the free school meal, that the meal is like typical of school meals, it isn't the most appetising of things?
Well, I think there's been a lot of strides forward. I personally always loved school meals. I always took the school meals even when I was teaching. So, you know, I bought them in the canteen as well. But yes, I know that we also have, you know, that children go through phases of they don't want this and they don't want that. And I'm sure parents listening just are thinking to themselves, yes, I've got one like that. But the thing is, it's there and maybe it will encourage them to try different things. I mean, the quality of school meals for the most part is actually very, very good. And again, maybe families, parents are looking back and saying, well, I remember what the meals were like when I was at school and I wouldn't be wanting to send my child down that path. But I would encourage them to try it out because, the staff in canteens are very mindful of the fact that it's children and young people they're catering for, and they do make efforts to make the food appetising and appealing in order to make sure that they have that hot meal in them in the middle of the day.
And finally, Jackie, for families who may be thinking, we should be getting it, how do they go about making the claim?
Well, I think their first port of call really should be, if they call into their school, they will get, you know, either the school will access the form for them, or again, I'm saying about, I mean, they can call into their, the centre, you know, they can call in where the, you know, you get the benefits form.
Oh, social benefits office, yeah.
My mind has gone blank. But again, Some parents don't want to walk into maybe a centre like that and find that they're maybe interviewed in a kind of a public place and so on. So again, I would say either call into the school or call into Citizens Advice or call into a women's centre where there's a wee bit more confidentiality maybe and a wee bit more discretion, and just ask the question. And people in there are more than happy to get the form, to talk you through the form and let you know just on the spot whether or not you're likely to be whether it's likely to be applicable to you and whether you're eligible.
Do you know off the top of your head how much a school meal is?
Do you know, I don't know off the top of my head how much a school
meal
is.
Yeah, I don't either, but it adds up as the week goes by. There's no doubt about that.
And if you have a couple of children... And I know different schools use different kinds of, you know, some of them have more of a cafeteria system. There'll be a set amount of money given, that if it's a cafeteria system, the child can choose accordingly or whatever, and some schools still have more or less a set meal. So there is a bit of variety. But having said that, as you say, it, you know, all those wee bits add up. And especially if you've got a family with 2, 3, 4 children, then providing lunches in the middle of the day, that's quite an amount of money. And maybe it's just a case of trying it out, seeing if they're eligible, seeing if the children will engage with it. But certainly I would be encouraging people, take that bit of support, because there's very little support out there now and families are finding it tough. And I would really urge them to just look into it and see whether or not they can have that wee bit of support provided.
Jackie, thank you very much for highlighting it. Jackie White, Ulster Teachers Union Deputy General Secretary, with some good news for you. If you're entitled to it and you haven't applied, go ahead and get it. The free school meal, or maybe free school meals if you have a whole series of youngsters there in the house. If others are having it, you should have it too.